5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 17th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. Volkswagen's CEO Herbert Diess going on the CBS show 60 Minutes to talk about various topics. Didn't deny that VW would make a truck for the US market. He simply said, not yet. And when asked about his competitors, he said the ones they pay most attention to are those startups from a software or battery background, the likes of Apple. Rivian's CEO is next in the news saying, hey, you think the chip shortage is bad? You wait for the battery shortage. RJ Scaringe, the CEO, says that there's going to be a two-decade shortage of batteries, which, I mean, I've seen the pipeline of gigafactories being built. I'm surprised, but he would know better than I, you know, what with owning an actual EV company. And so that seems pessimistic, but definitely one to watch. The Audi A6 e-tron has been spied at the Nürburgring. It's going to be on the same platform as the new electric Porsche Macan. So think 800 volts, 0 to 60, less than 4 seconds, and very, very powerful, like 470-odd horsepower. And of course, very fast charging. That platform will be under cross overs like the Q6 as well as the A6. Talking Porsche, they have increased sales of their Taycan all-electric cars. Whilst the combustion bit of Porsche is down in Q1 for the beginning of 2022, 4% increase for the Taycan, the Cross Turismo and the GTS family. Almost 10,000 delivered in the first quarter of the year, a 4% increase. Tesla no longer bundling the mobile connector with every car. Now, I saw plenty of polls online today after that, Twitter polls, etc., from people saying no. Well, Elon Musk said that they're going to stop putting the mobile connector in new cars because no one uses them. And all the polls that I saw, to be honest, clearly said that lots of Tesla owners do use the mobile connector. So I'm not sure what data he was looking at. The polls I saw said that people love the connector. They have reduced the price of it to buy to $200, which is great. Unfortunately, it's sold out, which is not great. Lots of people getting quite annoyed that Tesla aren't bundling it with new cars anymore. Personally, don't really mind it. Just make clear that if you buy this car and get it home and you haven't got a wall box, you need to charge it somehow. So maybe add it as an option tick box in the ordering process, or include it by default. But if you've got one already or another Tesla in the household, maybe you don't have any use for the mobile connector, maybe untick it to get a bit of a discount. I think that's a better, more nuanced, thought through solution than simply removing it from all new cars that Tesla sell, because it is very useful. It's a great bit of hardware. Tesla have been denied any money to build Open Superchargers in Texas. They applied for much, much less money than their competitors. There was $21 million in grants being dished out. Unfortunately, first come, first served. So I think by the time Tesla got theirs in, it was a done deal. Hey, I think at a minute past midnight when it opened, it was a done deal, but we won't talk about that. Yeah, all the money's gone to gas stations. What a surprise. Politicians, the oil companies in Texas. Wow, call me cynical. Unfortunately, Tesla didn't get any of the money. They were asking, unlike their competitors that wanted $150,000 a charger, Tesla wanted just $30,000 a charger. Their competitors were bidding for stations of two or four chargers. Tesla wanting to put in 17 chargers at one location and wanted far less money to do it, and they were denied. They would have been open. CHAdeMO, CCS, open superchargers in Tesla. First ones in Texas, but they were knocked back because it was first come, first served, and Tesla didn't get it in time. And yet they did get their application in, but seems a very, very strange way to run any kind of bid or, you know, public money for infrastructure. First come, first served? That sounds a bit sus to me. And Electrify America now offering per kilowatt hour pricing in Idaho, Indiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Have a lovely day. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.